Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Inner Sight Frolics on the air.
Woo! Yeah, I'm trying to get the stupid thing to talk.
Starring, quiet. Starring Jimmy Dinigan.
Yeah, go to school. I can't be on the show. I gotta go to school.
Oh, you come on the show after school.
I don't know if I'm gonna come on the show.
Don't worry about it, Jimmy. If you don't come on the show, you're fired. And Louis the Lip Rivera will be here.
Yeah.
And tonight we have the exclusive footage on Willie Nelson and Iglesias.
For your health.
What do you mean, good for my health?
Well, if you get a job where you gotta walk a lot, you might have skinnier legs.
Skinnier legs. I mean, just look at you. You're a disgrace to the human race, and even to the animal race. Will you cut that out? Now, I've got an idea. Look at this in the paper. Money to be made by selling clothes.
Selling clothes?
Now, wait a minute. We can't sell any clothes. We have to walk around naked.
No.
Now, I'll show you how to get the clothes. You see, here's what we do. We go out and go down to the hospital, see? And in the back of the hospital, you stay back there. They bring out the bodies of people that have clothes. Now, they don't need those clothes. What are they going to do with them?
Well, I don't know, but I don't want to know.
You give me the creep. Never mind that. We'll get a couple of suits from people who don't need them. You can get $40 a suit. That's $80 right there.
Well, let me know how many suits you get. I'll see you later.
Get over here. I need you to go with me.
Me? Meet me in the back of a hospital with dead bodies?
You stop that out. Come along, Stanley.
Hey, Ollie, I don't think this is such a good... Now, is this... Are we allowed? Is this legal?
Well, of course. These people are dead. They won't know a thing.
Dead.
Cut that out. Here comes a live one.
A live one? You mean a dead one?
Shut up. Now, wait a minute. Oh, pardon me, sir. If you don't mind, I'd like to examine the body.
Are you a doctor?
Oh, he's a doctor, all right, but he hasn't got a... Well, you shut down this name. He just escaped from a mental institution.
Oh, well, just don't come near me.
Don't worry, I'll keep him over here. Now, What a beautiful suit of clothes this gentleman has. Do you mind? What? Well, he doesn't need the clothes and the suit anymore. Do you mind if we relieve him of that extra burden baggage? What? What kind of a nut are you? Go ahead, Stanley. Don't you mean me? Go ahead and take the body. You cut that out. Get that coat off. That's it. Open those pants. Open the pants. Oh, oh. Get them all ready. There we are. Now we have the pants and the coat. That's one. Put it in the bag. Hurry up. All right, you mugs. Get out of the way. I gotta bring this body to the funeral home. Oh, here comes another one. Oh, look at that. A beautiful lady. Look at that beautiful dress. That must be worth at least $25. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Ollie, if you think that I think that you think what you're thinking, then I'm going to take a dress off a lady in the middle of the night. You're crazy. She won't know it. Now, go ahead. You want to go out to dinner, don't you? Dinner? Sure, we got to have money for that. We're going to meet Cheap Charlie down on the corner, and he's going to pay us for these clothes. Cheap Charlie? Yeah, of course. Now, go ahead. Get the dress. Unbutton it. That's it. That's it. Hey, Ollie, she's alive. She's alive. Of course I'm alive, you pervert. What's wrong with you two? Are you crazy?
He thought
you were dead.
I'm not dead. I'm taking a ride on the stretcher.
A ride on the stretcher?
That's right.
All right, Millie. Come on, you had enough of a ride. Now, time to go back to the tank. Come on.
Ah, please, give me another 5 minutes, will you?
Never mind. What are you mugs doing out here? Well, he wanted to get a suit, so he got a suit, and then he saw the lady with the dress, and then he wanted the dress, and he told me to take it off her. What? What kind of a... I'm calling the police. Imagine if Laura and Hardy ever did something like
no,
that.
No, they were too...
They would never have that
no,
on Laura and Hardy in those days.
Oh, no, it's too grim and proper years ago.
Taking off this. And the woman was alive.
Yeah, she probably had narcolepsy.
She's dead.
Not dead.
All right, Inner Sight Frolics. Brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. Big East Taquito Rescue at Verizon.net. That's the email. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, this show is dedicated to a day for Milton. May 19th,
mm-hmm.
next month coming up, Day for Milton Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road, that's the address, 14 Station Road,
All right, Bellport, New York. Stay from Milton from 11 to 2, Friday, May 19th. Hey, Big East, the key to rescue, Joanne Diamond, 609-388-7004. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, my buddy Gary, with dog food, cat food, and medical for your animal. 631-484-3085, all right? Yeah. And we'll have the joke of the day coming up.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Oh, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for their help posting the day for Milton on their website and the show.
Yeah.
Twice a week.
Very nice.
One time local and one time international. All right. I wonder how many people around the world who maybe saw the show would like to come to the day for Milton but can't.
That's right.
We thank you for that. For
yeah.
Wanting to come. All right. Inner Sight and Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, Mr. Kennedy. Suffolk Bus Corp, friends over there that are promoting the day for Milton. And we thank Angela Carbone and John, Tommy Mack, Tommy Smith, everybody over there.
Yeah.
All right. For helping promote the great day for Milton. I want to thank the Neighborhood News.
Mm-hmm.
For their little ad in there. It's a little ad, but it says a lot.
Yes, it does.
Day for Milton. Neighborhood News. Pick it up in the Bellport, Bohemia area if you're on Long Island. And check it out. They have to make a correction. They said Sunday instead of Friday, but we'll correct that.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. Jimmy Jennigan's coming up. Louis the Lip and... is Lorraine on the line?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Let's get Lorraine in here.
Okay. Give me a second.
Now, see, Inner Sight, we're different. We probe things.
Right.
Now, in probing into the, I think it was in the 1980s when Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias got together.
Uh-oh.
And did this duet, see. But what people don't know is, which wasn't published, and I think it should have been. It might have sold more records. I don't know. The big fight between Willie and Iglesias
that
took place during the recording.
Oh, boy.
Recording session of this... To All the Girls we Loved Before.
We Loved Before.
Of course,
yeah.
They were talking about all their different girlfriends and how many times they were married. Now, that's where the idea for the song came from.
Right.
You know, celebrities have a lot of girlfriends. People don't realize.
Yes.
You know? So, you know, they Lorraine, you there?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, kid? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Good. Are you queued up for Willie and...
Yes.
English?
Oh, yeah, and Mike says... Yeah.
Right.
Mike
yeah, so,
says hello to you and Susan.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hi. Hello, Mike. So,
no, he's not on tonight.
Oh,
uh-huh. Yeah.
It.
So Willie comes in the studio. You know, he's got his guitar with him. And he's whining, you know. He doesn't like doing this song, you know.
Why is that Mexican fellow? Is he here yet?
No, well, he's not here yet.
Oh, well, I hope he don't come in the back door.
Don't worry, I won't come in the back door, you stupid. Now, before we start... Willie, I want to ask you a very important question.
What's that?
What's that thing on your head?
That's my band.
Your what?
My band.
Your band? I thought your band was on the stage, you dummy.
What are you talking? That's another band. I got the band on my head because that's my insignia.
I don't know what this means, but all the girls I've loved before was a glowing in my heart, and I'm so glad that they walked out the door. I got rid of them.
Yeah, well, I think it's more like they got rid of you, Inglesum.
Inglesum, not Inglesum.
All the girls I've loved before, and they filled my heart with ecstasy with all the drugs they gave me.
Oh, you give me the drugs? Is that why you're still drunk?
I'm not drunk, you big idiot. At least I didn't go on Oprah Winfrey without socks on. You did. That was embarrassing.
I got plenty of socks. Don't worry.
Yeah. All the Oprah fans sent you all their dirty socks.
Don't worry. I washed them very good before I put them on, you stupid idiot.
Back and forth. Who won the fight?
Yeah, so all the girls who cared for me and gave me drugs for ecstasy.
Yeah, well, I had to give you something with that ugly face.
Oh.
Shut up, you stupid. What kind of a moron are you? Why do you think you're a cowboy? You're more like a cow, but not a boy.
Well, listen, who wrote this stupid song anyway?
They told me you wrote it, you moron.
I didn't write this song. They told me you wrote it.
I think they were afraid to admit who wrote this stupid song.
All the girls I loved before, and now they're somebody else's wife. And I'm glad they are, because imagine all the alimony I'd have to pay.
Yeah, plenty of alimony, you know.
The alimony, always.
Anyway, really, listen. I don't think we're going to make a hit of this song, you know. It's too introversial.
You mean controversial.
Contra-introversial. Now, listen.
Why don't you just step outside and we'll settle this in a manly manner.
You want to fight with me, you stupid?
It just kept going.
I'll only fight if you take that stupid band off your head. You look like a drunken Indian.
Back and forth.
Now listen, you no good, low down. I don't want to say it because it. I don't want people to think I'm prejudiced. I love Puerto Rican.
You low down, no good Puerto Rican. I'm not Puerto Rican. I'm Dominican. You stupid. Anyway, that was the fight, the argument. And Willie went to hit Iglesias. And that's how the lawsuit started.
Woo! That's a good one.
Yes, very much so.
Give Lorraine a big hand.
Yay, Lorraine.
Let's have a big hand. You know, that was a true statement when Julio Iglesias went on Oprah.
Uh-huh.
And she made a big thing out of that. Where's your socks? He didn't wear socks. He wore shoes without socks.
Mm-hmm. Why?
And he said that he couldn't wear socks because it bothers his feet.
Oh, yeah. Depends on what you have. Yeah.
A lot of people sent him socks.
Mm-hmm. But from there in the 80s, all the men, they stopped wearing socks.
I don't know.
That was a trend. Yeah, it was a trend.
Yeah, it was a trend.
Men didn't wear no socks with their, you know, like little leisure suits, and they wore pink suits and blue suits. And yeah, back in the 80s.
I remember
it was
that.
Called the Miami Vice style. You remember Miami Vice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
They didn't wear socks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean Willie Inglesi started a trend, I guess.
Yeah, I guess he did. Yes. Ouch.
All right, in sight. Thank you. brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. When you go over there, you see a lot of signs of Milton the guide dog. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Good food and plenty of plenty of indications of Milton, the guide dog. All right, let's see. What else? Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Rosie, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all those youngsters who have perished at the hands of evildoers. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And if you want to stay in shape, call my buddy Devin Fernandez. He's got a great program where you can learn how to defend yourself. Third Eye Insight with Fernandez. 631-445-3464. 445-3464. And I don't know if I gave Silo's number. 631-SILO. 631-880-7929 for Silo.
Yep.
All right. Louie will be on later. Give me some honeymoon of music.
Oh, I thought you wanted the joke of the day. Do that later, right?
Well, you can hold that. Yes, can I help you?
Yeah, I want to hire a maid like you got advertised there in the window.
Oh, a maid? Well, let's see. When you
walked in here, I thought that you and your friend were looking for a job. I'm not looking for a job. I got a job. And he's got one, too. Oh, I want to hire a maid. Oh, all right. Well, let's see. Well, there's a big shortage of maids, and they know that, and the maids are very independent, see? Oh, yeah? Well, my maid is going to take orders. Yes, sir. Velma, come out here, please.
Yeah, what do you want?
This gentleman would like to have you in his employ.
Oh, yeah? Which one? The fat one or the skinny one?
Me, Mr. Crandon.
Oh, it would have to be the fat one. Oh, yeah, and I don't clean up after any late snacks. And this boy looks like he has plenty of late snacks. And I don't do windows at the man's work. Oh, and I don't wash dishes after 5 o'clock.
What do you do?
You want me to quit now?
You've been hired yet, and you want to quit. Now, listen, Velma. You got to help my wife, see? You got to mop the floor, swab the deck, take out the garbage, go to the grocery store, do the market, come back, wash the dishes, and do all the windows, and make sure the place is clean. What do you think of that? I quit. Quit? I didn't even...
Thought
it. Hey, Ralph, it sounds like she quit before you hired her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't quit. I'll have your union card.
You can have my union card, you big log.
How dare you? Now, listen. We're going to go home to my house, and my friend and I will have some coffee and cake.
Mm-hmm.
Some friend, the blimp and the limp. God. You'd like me to quit now? I'll give you a chance. Here, you take this suitcase, and let's go.
Suitcase? You don't think I'm going to carry your bag, do you?
I'm sickly.
Sickly? Bag weighs about 58 pounds or more. Ralph, I got an idea, see. Now, you don't have to call the maid. See, I went down to the novelty shop, and I got a little look at it. Ding, 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 ding. just see. I'll get her out here. Wait. Ding, 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 ding.
If that's the good humor man, I'll take a popsicle.
That's not the good humor man. That's the bell that I need you.
Well, what do you want?
My friend and I will have coffee and cake. With my coffee, I'll have 2 lumps. Ding, 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 ding.
You keep ringing that, and you'll get 2 lumps.
Get out here. Now, you don't... How dare you talk that way to me and my friend? I'm your employer, and you work for me.
I quit.
The blimp and the limp, like I said before. How dare you disrespect me? I quit.
Oh, there you go. Made it easy.
Oh, man. Quit. It's amazing.
Didn't even start.
All right, in a sight. Around the world, and don't forget the day for Milton, May 19th.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got permission from the manager for Coffee Bean. I'm going to start probably the first week in May.
to hang out outside, maybe do a couple of acapella songs and get people to take pictures of my bulletin board. What's the word they used? They said I have the best billboard. The best billboard in town.
Oh, there you go.
A billboard. So I'm going to get pictures, people to take pictures of the billboard and hopefully put it up on their social media and media, do a couple of songs in between, you know. And
yeah.
The Inner Sight billboard. I like that.
I like that, too.
All right. Inner Sight. Is Louie on the line?
Not yet. Let me check.
Oh.
Yeah,
is Louie late?
Possibly.
LL, Louie late. Let's see. Inner Sight time, 8:30. All right, Louie's not that late.
No, he is.
Okay, now what's that joke of the day?
Okay, let me get this. Okay, how did the barber win the race?
How did the barber win the race? I don't know. What do you do?
He knew a shortcut, like, you know, haircut. He knew a shortcut.
Shortcut?
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be funny?
I guess. Hey, that was the joke of the day. That went from Reader's Digest of Canada.
Joker,
damn. Not here.
Yeah, that was a barber type of joke. Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A riddle.
I was a hairdresser before, so.
Oh, you were, so you knew it. How about this one?
I don't know how
what
funny
has,
that was.
I like this one. What has four wheels and flies?
Oh, this one I know.
Yeah.
A garbage truck.
There you go.
Yeah.
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Why do they fly over the sea?
Right.
I don't know. They would think they must think they're a seaplane. I don't know.
Not even close. Because if they flew over a bay, they would be bagels instead of seagulls.
Oh, wow.
What?
Really, really.
Bagels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, yeah. That's just
all right.
Right up on. I Googled it.
Got another one?
Yeah, I could look for one. Oh, what's green and has wheels?
Green and
what
has
is what?
Wheels.
Oh, this one's really bad, but I'll keep it up. Grass, I lied about the wheels.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Bad.
Yes.
Very bad. All right. Did you hear about the kidnapping at school?
No.
No, did not hear about the kidnapping
okay.
at school.
It was fine. He woke up. I have no idea if that's supposed to be funny or what, but it isn't.
Oh.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I didn't get that one.
I didn't get it either too much until I read it.
I got it.
All right. Hey, what is the Able News out yet? The next edition?
The latest one? I don't know. Let's look.
April 10th.
Not yet. April
I think
10th, but
it might be out.
Still is. Yeah, it should be.
The
we'll see.
Dave from Milton's supposed to be in there.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
See if you can find.
It's amazing.
It.
We got everything all, you know, going.
And in the meantime, when we find it, let's look at the, see what they got in the personals.
Okay. I'm waiting
it's
for always the things
fun,
to come up,
you know.
But it's okay. Let's see.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our phone number. Our email, Inner Sight. 1620 at AOL.com. I think it's AOL.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have no idea where. It's only on April.
Oh, you have the April edition?
Yeah.
What date, April?
It doesn't say, but I'm going to, look in the regular edition. They have a Long Island edition, and I'm going to look in that.
It should be
up.
Monday's the 10th, so.
Yeah, maybe by then it'll be in there.
It should be out.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thing is slow.
Should be out already.
Yeah, I know. Give me a little bit, and I'm going to get it for
you. Well, look up the
first one. Right now, the internet is slow. Well, my internet should be slow.
Can you find the personals?
I'm not even close to that. I haven't logged in yet. It won't let me log in. Hold on. Let me get out of this and come back in.
All right.
Maybe that will
help.
So,
Inner Sight and, my buddy Jimmy Dinigan, the biggest troublemaker in school, see. So, one day, and he was always late, he comes in late, and he's got this big wad of bubble gum in his mouth. It's so big that it's sticking out of his mouth, And Miss Ma spots it immediately, Jimmy, get that gum out of your mouth. I had to, the doctor said I had to keep it in my mouth, Miss Ma. What do you mean, the doctor? What doctor? I had to go to the doctor because I had trouble with sugar trouble. And the doctor said, put a piece of big bubble gum in your mouth and keep chewing it all day and all night. I wanted to sleep with him. My mother wouldn't let me. Jimmy, where's your note from the doctor? Oh, I got it in my lunchbox. Wait, I got the note. Gee, Jimmy, that's terrible. What's wrong with your mouth? Not my mouth, Janie, my sugar. All my sugar. Maybe it's too sweet. I don't know. Anyway, here, Miss Ma, here's the note from the doctor. Jimmy, let me see that. Who wrote this note? The doctor. See down there where it says Dr. McGillicuddy. He signed it. Dr. McGillicuddy, he's very famous. He's on the I Love Lucy show, Dr. McGillicuddy. Jimmy, this note is a fraud. It's a good note. I had to tell the doctor what to write. The doctor, he didn't know what to write. He's stupid. He's a stupid doctor. So I tell him, the doctor, put down, Jimmy needs more sugar.
Aww.
And then my mother sent me to the store. She gave me a dollar. She said, here, Jimmy, buy all the bubble gum you want.
Oh, my gosh.
With that story, I got all the bubble gum in it. I'm going to put it in my mouth. Jimmy, get that gum out of your mouth. So you know what he did?
What he
took
did?
Little pieces of bubble gum, and he went around to all the older kids, and he stuck it on their desk. And all their books and everything, and the paper was all full of bubble gum.
Bubble gum.
And we're gonna have a bubble gum party now. Jimmy will have enough sugar to get through the day. Yeah, bubble gum sugar. And then he put it. We had those desktops that opened.
Yeah,
the old-fashioned desk, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So what he did was he put the bubble gum in between the desk and the bottom, and the thing stuck, and they couldn't get their desk.
Oh, no. They didn't know if the bubble gum was there or not, possibly.
And Miss Ma was having a fit. Jimmy, sit down.
I'm going to send you to Mr. Kramer.
Oh, no.
Ah, and Mr. Kramer, he'll understand me.
You know, she sends him down to Kramer, and Kramer's freaking out when he sees this big wad. And
oh,
now he had it in his mouth, but then he pushed it to one side. You know how you
put
your mouth out?
Right.
big wad of bubble gum. And Kramer, Jimmy, what you've got in your mouth? What are you doing?
I'm Mr. Kramer. I need sugar.
Oh.
You need what? I don't know how to order. I need younger. Younger than Mr. Kramer. I went to the doctor. Here's the note from the doctor.
He used Kramer the note. Kramer's trying to read the note, see?
What is this? Some kind of a joke? What doctor did you go to? No, of course.
He's trying to talk with his big wad in his mouth, see?
I can't get any of the Able News up. It's just hanging. Sorry.
Oh, man. So they finally called his mother. And she had to come and get him because they told her, Jimmy can't be chewing all that gum in school.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, it was so funny. And then Janie says,
Jimmy, can I have a piece of bubble gum?
Yeah. I'm going to have all it younger.
Inside. Oh, man, I'll never forget it. So then we were laughing like this. We were all laughing. We couldn't do our work. It was so funny.
Oh, Louis
found a big wad in his mouth. Boy, you found the Able News?
No, it won't let me open it, but we have Louis might be able to.
Why can't you open the Able News?
I can't open it. It won't let me open it. It's like I logged in with my username and password like I usually do, and then I would hit Long Island edition, and nothing came up. Same thing with New York edition, and same thing with all the other editions.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. It's just
maybe
really
it's not
low.
Set up yet.
Maybe. It's possible.
It's not the 10th yet. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Louis the Lip, live on Inner Sight.
Here he is.
Right here. Give
good evening,
Louis
ladies and gentlemen.
My name is Rosanna Dana.
Here we go.
Talking to the Able News newspaper. I'm talking about the giving of love drops to Connie and Chrissy on the front cover of Able News, the number new newspaper. You can find Connie and Chrissy talking about giving out love gifts, kiss. And give the lady kissy, too. And I'm going to turn Louie on front cover.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question, Louie.
Come here, talk to me. I'm Rosanna Dana.
Louie, you ever chew bubble gum?
Yeah, sometimes.
You ever have a big wad in your mouth, bubble gum?
Yeah, bazooka or double bubble or
bazooka,
chew.
Yeah, that's it.
Bazooka
bubble gum, remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah. I remember on my OU, with everything I do, hallelujah, the question of the two, yeah, everybody got a lot of dough, and you got it, that is, but you say you left yes and no, because your chewy gum loses flavor, all the love drops overnight,
If my Connie and Chrissy don't chew it until you swallow it, it's by catch it on your belly button and see it left and right. Dustin Chewy got lost his brain flavor in your bedpost overnight. I made it up, Frank Farino.
Yeah. Hey, what was the commercial for Bazooka Bubblegum? Remember that commercial?
I think I remember. I don't know.
They had a commercial. Bazooka Bubblegum.
Yep.
I don't remember what it was. Some kind of a jingle.
Yeah,
Bazooka Peruka, something like that.
Huh?
Peruka Bazooka.
W pleasure, W fun. I'm Fred G. Sapper, the G stand for gum.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, let me ask you, did you ever chew gum in school?
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah, well, and the teacher didn't like it, right?
They like it.
They probably gave him one.
The teacher didn't say anything to you about it?
No, she gave me a spanking.
Uh-oh.
Gave you a spanking?
In the behindy-hiney hole.
For chewing gum?
Yep. Yep.
Wow. That's weird.
Where did you go to school?
I heard of that before.
Yeah, I heard of that
I was
too.
A kid in garden.
Oh.
When I was in school, we used to have bubble gum fights.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
You take the bubble gum out and you wrap it in a tissue.
Tissue.
And you throw it at your fellow student.
Classmate.
Mm-hmm.
People thought that was funny, but then they wind up bubble gum in their hair and all over the
place.
You know, you get bubble gum in your hair, that's hard to get out, man.
Oh, yes, it is. Very hard. I used to just say cut it. It's easier.
You know what we used to use to get it out?
What?
Believe it or not, peanut butter.
Peanut butter works? Really?
Mm. Peanut butter, yeah.
Yeah, that happened to my daughter. And I was there with the gum in that, and I put some peanut butter, kept just working it. Until I guess it's something that has to do with the oil.
Yeah.
Peanut butter. Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, Louis, how are you?
Hiya, Lorraine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm Louis Rivera from Inner Sight Blah Follics on a Friday night.
That's right.
And you, Frank Perello, Frank Perino, I'm Louis Rivera, or Louis the Lip, everyone would call me.
Louis the Lip, right there. Yeah. So give us a little Corleone. Yeah, I've been there for a while.
My name is Vito Corleone. You listen to Frank Perino's Blog Talk Radio with the Father from So 8 to 9 o'clock this evening, we have our fun. And the love drops, the evil news, and the long hoodie, and kissy, kissy, Connie and Chrissy, where they're getting it on with me, Yesheree, and so much more.
There you go.
Make an offer you can't refuse.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, guys, happy Easter.
You too.
Same to
bunny,
you.
Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you
Trump
doing tomorrow?
Bunny,
you going to go out?
Might go to my brother's.
Oh, yeah. Now, don't
I'm having sangria. I'm having sangria with my meal.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
Now, if you drink too much sangria, you might think you're a bunny.
Yeah.
Start hopping around.
If I drink the sangria, I got to go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We know that.
And I go,
we vomit, to say.
Sound like
yeah,
a sick
get
rabbit.
To, get, yeah, I know. Go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And make sure you hop around.
Hey, Suzanne, can I drink 15 glasses of sangria?
No. You're not allowed.
I got to drink it. It's part Easter Sunday meal.
But you could take, like, one or two glasses. That'd be fine.
15
yeah,
glasses.
15 is excessive. Too much.
Yeah, and you got to help me to the bathroom.
You know,
I'm
it's like
helping you.
It's like Jackie. Like Jackie Gleason. You know, now that you got your gas back, Phil, why don't you blow away?
Yeah, right.
15 glasses of sangria. Hey, drink
oh
that and then go
God.
Out in the street.
Oh, boy. He might not be able to walk.
No, he'll be on the floor, be on the ground.
That's what he was
15 glasses.
15. Do you remember the old bazooka bubblegum box?
Yeah.
What it looked like? It's,
live,
black, it's red, rock, white,
yeah,
blue.
Bazooka bubblegum box.
That's right. Mm. They also had double bubble, remember that?
Hey,
yes,
Louie.
Yeah.
Bah.
You drink 15 glasses, you won't be able to find the bathroom.
I'll find it, all right. I can use my walk and go to the bathroom and let it all hang out.
What?
It'll hang
be
out.
A good boy.
My God.
Be a better something. I don't know what to say to that.
Let it all hang out. You won't be able to.
Ooh.
You won't be able to get it out.
Oh, goodness gracious. Louie, Louie, Louie.
I'm the loveriest one on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drink 15 glasses, it'll have to carry you out.
That's
yeah,
right.
Send me to the bathtub.
The bathtub. Oh, hell yeah. See, now,
right,
don't give him coffee. You'll have an alert drunk. That's all you'll have is an alert drunk, and that's not good.
That's about
man.
It. No.
Hey, Louie.
Exactly.
Well, when you drink 15 glasses, what song are you going to sing?
Yeah. Here comes Peter Cottontail.
There you go.
Up and down a buddy's nest. And hippity hoppity love drops on his way. I got some lipstick in my hand.
No.
And we might give one of the ladies a hand. La 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 la.
A lot of lipsticks. How about that one by Connie Francis?
Oh, the lipstick song? Yeah.
Lou, you know that one?
Wait a minute. Lipstick on your collar. Throw the tail on you. Lipstick
you
on your collar, throw that tail on you. Bet your bottom dollar, me and I will through. Well, lipstick on your collar, throw the tail on you.
After you drink 15 glasses, you could sing it backwards.
Backwards and forwards.
Collar
right?
on your lipstick.
There you go. There you go.
Tail a toll on you. Collar on your lipstick.
Oh, come on.
I have a story. When I was a kid, I used to love bubblegum a lot, and I used to put a lot in my mouth as well. My mother would be like, take half that out and then save it for later. Okay, I took it out. And then my mom was strict. Not as strict as my aunt. Anyway, that lipstick with the bubble gum, it went all over the place. Because I used to grab mom's lipstick and
aunt's
lipsticks and it made a big mess between the gum and the lipstick. But the doctor told me if I craved gum too much, I was anemic. Turns out he was right. It's like pica. You know, the people eat dirt and stuff like that. Yeah, it's the same thing. But I used to chew a lot of gum.
I used to, too.
Yeah, that's why my teeth are so bad.
All right, in a sight. Lou, you want to give us another song before you go?
Yep. I remember I tell you about Peter Cottontail, how he found his buddy's nest.
Yeah.
Hippity hoppity, Easter on his way.
Yeah.
Lipstick on your collar.
Here he goes.
Pull the tail on you. Lipstick on your collar. Pull a tail on you. Bet your dollar dollar. Me and I are through. And lipstick on your collar. Pull a tail on you. We pull a tail on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Louis Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, Lou.
Love ya.
Love you too, Louis.
The bazooka
Take
kid.
Care, okay?
There he goes.
Lorraine, happy Easter.
You too.
And you too, Suzanne and Frank Perino are happy.
Oops.
All right. Thanks a lot, Luke.
Yay.
There we go.
Hello. Thank you, Louie.
All right. In a sight. And don't forget the day for Milton, May 19th. It's going to be a quick. Festive party and at the Brewing Hall, Belport, Long Island, 14th Station Road. All right, a day for Milton. And I want to thank the Able News. I want to thank the Neighborhood News, two papers so far.
That's great.
I'm going to try to get a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got the Able ad? Let's just do the Able ad.
I can't even. The Able ad, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
the
couldn't even get into the other one. It's crazy.
It might not be ready yet. It's not the 10th.
Able is
no,
the newspaper
for,
by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight Frolic.
Mm.
Hope you had a little fun. We'll be with you Monday on the Mat of Glad. And,
yeah, it was great.
Coming
yes,
up.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Next week, to be announced, our Thursday show. Monday is Mat of Glad. Tuesday is Open Mic. And Wednesday is the Nursing Home Show. Thursday, usually a topic. Friday is the Frolic. So... Stay within a sight. Oh, next Thursday, I'm taking off my birthday.
Oh, I can't
okay.
wait.
All right. Don't want to do a show on my birthday.
No, but
birthday. All right, in a sight.
Happy birthday to Frank. No.
And I want to thank all our listeners. Check how many we got? 19,918.
Yeah, we went up a little to 32.
32?
Mm-hmm. I think 32. Hold on, I gotta check it.
119,832.
Yeah, I looked it up. I think it's 32, yeah. Hang on.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is 932.
That's a big jump.
That is. Very much.
All right, in a sight. And
sounds like we're a great team.
Our new email, InnerSight 1620@AOL.com. All right.
That's
I believe
cool.
that's right. It's new,
yeah, it
so if I got it wrong, we'll correct
at AOL?
It.
At AOL? You said? No, it's in a site, what do you call it, 1620 at Google, at Gmail, I mean.
No, it's not Google.
Oh, is it?
No.
It's Gmail.
I'll double check it. We'll correct
it. It's Gmail. You told me it was Gmail.
Gmail, that's it.
Yeah. That's
right.
Google's
Inner
mail.
Site InnerSight1620@gmail.com. I guess G stands for Google?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.